with NASCAR News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. is adding pressure in the standoff with Iran over the Strait of Hormuz.
The United States is warning shipping companies that they could face sanctions if they pay Iran to safely pass through the Strait of Hormuz, where about a fifth of the world's trade in oil and natural gas typically passes. The U.S. Office of Foreign Assets Control says those payments to Iran could include transfers in digital assets, offsets, or informal swaps. Iran effectively closed the strait by threatening and attacking ships after the U.S. and Israel launched a war February 28th. The U.S. responded with an April 13th naval blockade of Iranian ports. I'm Donna Water.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says American farmers are feeling the brunt of the war against Iran.
Grassley says the Middle East conflict is spiking the cost of fuel and fertilizer in his home state of Iowa and across the country.
Diesel at more than $4 in some places. Is $5 or more. Fertilizer prices have shot way up.
The senator tells the Salem Radio Network those higher costs are putting a squeeze on American farmers.
And that report from correspondent Greg Clugston at the White House. Julie Walker reports Spirit Airlines is shut down, leaving customers stranded and scrambling.
Low-cost airline Spirit shutting down Saturday after not getting a government bailout, blaming several factors, including high fuel prices, leaving customers scrambling to get home. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
We oftentimes don't have $500 million laying around in a spare account that we can put into a bailout of an airline.
Meanwhile, at the Atlanta airport, flight attendant Freddie Peterson was surprised to find out he was out of a job.
That Bridge 101 that we took into Newark last night had 20 some people on it. It was completely packed. So,
Secretary Duffy says customers can get refunds or rebook low-cost flights. I'm Julie Walker.
And this is SRN News. Young Americans are weighing in on the issues of marriage and family. Michael Harrington has the details of a new study.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds 78% of Generation Z and 73% of millennials say they want to get married someday, but not today. Despite their aspirations, young adults are getting married later and later in life, or not at all. The survey also reveals most young people do not connect marriage with child rearing. A majority see no reason to have kids after getting married, nor do they see a problem with having children without marriage. Michael Harrington reports.
A Wyoming judge has blocked a new state law that bans abortions beyond the earliest stages of pregnancy, while a lawsuit challenging the provision moves ahead. It's the first court ruling affecting the legal status of abortion in the state of Wyoming since the state Supreme Court struck down sweeping abortion and abortion pill bans back in January, finding that those laws violated the state constitution. This is SRN News. The U.S. dollar has dropped about 10% against a basket of other major currencies since early 2025. That shift is starting to show up in everyday costs. A weaker dollar means Americans get less when traveling abroad and may pay more for imported goods like food, fuel, and electronics. Economists say the effect on prices is usually modest, but it can add up, especially when stacked up with other factors, including inflation, tariffs, and a spike in fuel prices due to the war against Iran. President Trump says the administration is still weighing a taxpayer-funded takeover of Spirit Airlines, or was, as of Friday, but it just did not come to fruition, and that's why the airline eventually declared bankruptcy yesterday. Golden Tempo has won the Kentucky Derby at odds of 23-1 to make Sherry DeVoe the first woman to train the winner of the famous horse. You'll find more on these stories at srnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.